KB2HXS Mobile, listening.
KO4HKX.
What are you doing today? Are you off today?
No.
Hey? I guess you're restocking the truck.
The truck can get a cart up at FedEx, and then now I'm running other errands and different things. The truck's been down a couple days this week.
What happened to it? Did it break down, or are you just getting some maintenance done?
Sorry about that. It started out as just maintenance, but then we found some rear suspension problems and had to take it and address it. So the truck was down Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, that's, oof, okay. Well, I guess, you know, you carry quite a bit of weight in that thing, right? So I guess, you know, suspension would have some issues.
Tango Mobile.
And Dave, I'm really not loaded that heavy. Truck's only weighing about 26,000 pounds, so it's nowhere near what it's rated for.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Rusty, or good afternoon. Wow, okay, then maybe you two broke something. Go ahead, Rusty. I'm heading to Dunkin'. I got to stop in Dunkin'. I got to make, and but I've been a little bit busy. Go ahead, Rusty, pick it up, KB2HXS.
Good afternoon, Dave. I'll see you in a little while. And hello again there, Patrick, and all. I guess you're trying to get caught up from being 2 days without being able to work there, Patrick. Go ahead.
But not having much success at it, so I'm probably just going to call it and wait till Monday and start over.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were passing it back. Yeah. All I can say is darny, darn, darn. You'll make it up, I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm just out and about, just leaving the Greenville area, heading up to my first stop in Dunkin'. Got to do a quick service and clean up, and then head out to another stop in Dunkin'.
Money for me, too. And we got to see what we can figure out over at my place. And hope you get there before it starts raining again, Dave, because it looks like it's going to start raining again here. And yeah, Patrick, I've been in one of those situations before. You're trying to catch up because you were out for a couple of days or something, and all you're doing is spinning your wheel, and you're not gaining anything at that point in time. It's just as cheap to call it a day and go home and save the gas money and then start again the first of the week. I've been there and done that, Patrick. Go ahead.
That's where I'm at. It's time to be done with it, and then I still got to go pick the wife up. So got to be there in time to do that.
There's some stupid people out here today. Wow, almost witnessed. Well, I witnessed a near miss just now. Goodness. Man, I'm glad I'm not driving out. Oh, wait a minute. I am. Rusty, over to you.
Watch where you put your foot, Dave. You'll put it in your own mouth, and then you'll have to chew on it a little bit. Well, I just turned off at 290 on the Anderson Mill Road. And I've been to the grocery store, went to the gas station, filled up the car, and now I'm headed back to the house. And going to mess around a little bit. And I was looking at a couple of things on an antenna, and then Dave will be over a little bit. He and I are going to look at a couple of things, provided we don't get rained on. And we'll go from there. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'll drive up the mountain and go pick the wife up, probably find somewhere to eat dinner and call it a day.
Like I say, I got my two stops, and I'll be heading home hopefully at a reasonable hour today. I've been working, trying to get caught up with some service calls and repair calls, and I got to go look at a house tomorrow for a possible install out there in Salem. So I got to go visit that lady around 2 o'clock. I'm going to take the wife with me tomorrow and make a day of it. Not sure what's out there in Salem. Any ideas, Rusty? I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. I've been to Salem, but we might go to one of the falls or something. Take our cameras with us.
And not sure what I'm going to do tomorrow. A contractor that was supposed to be out here that today or tomorrow is not going to be able to get here till Monday, but I am on his schedule for Monday. His truck was out of service for 6 days. Yeah, he didn't have his truck for 6 days, so he couldn't haul ladders, he couldn't haul materials, he couldn't move anything. He finally got it back quick enough to come pick up the stuff that he's going to be using at my house next on Monday. But then he's going to come out Monday and install a countertop, install a range hood, replace some shelves that have deteriorated due to the fact that it was that press board that got wet. So, you know, that's the way things are going in my neck of the woods. Go ahead, Patrick.
Y'all have fun and stay safe out there doing it. But I'm going to have to bail out of here. I'm getting ready to start to climb up the mountain, so I'll lose the repeater shortly. But good to talk to both of you, Dave, Rusty. And have a good weekend, if I don't talk to you again. KO4H Kex. I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
All right, Patrick, have a good weekend. Be safe, and we'll catch up with you on Monday. KO4HKX and the group KP2HXS. Over to you, Rusty.
Patrick, you have a good rest of the afternoon. Be careful going up that hill. That can be dangerous at times, not from going up it, but from the people, other people going up it, because some of them don't know how to make it up that hill. Anyway, we'll catch you later and talk to you later. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, I'm in traffic here. I got to make one little stop before I get to my first stop, so let me catch up with you a little bit there, Rusty. I'll give you a phone call shortly.
Okay, I'm about 2 minutes away from the house, about 5 from being in the house, because I got to see if the mailman come yet. See if he's bringing the mail that he didn't bring yesterday that was slated for delivery and didn't show up in my mailbox, so I'll have to see what happens. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Give me a holler like you said you were going to, and we'll see you when you get here. KB2HXS, W2T73s for now.
That's KB2HXS.